Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. First off, I want you to know this podcast is not going to just be a big sales pitch for my new wand, because frankly, I don't even need to pitch it. I posted all this stuff hours ago, and the sales are pouring in. Instead, I want to take this time to tell you honestly the story of how this wand came about and the things that have happened and things that you might be able to think about and learn from my experience. And even if you have gone and watched the video that I did, which I think it's like a 12-minute video that I posted on the webpage, and I hope everybody watches that video because I provide lots of evidence for what I'm about to say here. But I don't want this to be redundant, so I assure you that I'm not just going to tell the same story that I told in the video. No, you're going to get some extra details, some extra information, and that's one of the things that I love about the podcasting format. That, you know, when I don't know about you, but when I sit down and I'm going to watch a video, if I see it's more than a few minutes long, I'm like, ugh, I don't have time for this. You know, so a 12-minute video seems like a pretty long video in most cases, but people listen to podcasts for an hour or two and don't think twice about it. So I can give you a lot more in a podcast. And that's one of the great things about this whole idea of radio or just audio entertainment in general. You don't have to keep your eyes and therefore your body in one position. You know, you can turn this on and move around the house, take a shower, you can get in the car, go down the road. I mean, there are all these situations where you can listen to something where you don't have that same luxury with your eyes. And so I think that's why there will always be a need for this kind of media. So anyway, that said, look, here's the real story of how all this came to be. So honestly, today it's one of those kind of bittersweet days for me, because I'll just say this right up front. When I spend months and months just absolutely infatuated with a wand, or for that matter, you know, any kind of new product, but especially a wand, and where I've had so many interesting experiences connected to it, and then, you know, we sit down and Larne and I create a batch, and it takes time, and we talk about it, and we think about it, and, you know, and we put our hands on every single one of these. There's a moment when finally, you know, you've pulled off this work and you have this batch sitting in front of you. And frankly, there's a part of me that doesn't want to see it go out the door. Because you look at it and you're like, wow, look at this amazing thing that we created. It's like, you know, these are works of art. At very least, you know, whatever you believe about how this stuff works, it's like, look, these are individual, unique, really cool, handmade works of art. And there's a part of me that doesn't want to let go of them. You get attached to them. But then, you know, hey, the purpose for this, the reason you did this, was to send those out to the world. And then that's where the real thrill is going to come from, the experiences that other people have. Because once those wands are out the door, then, you know, there's like a week where you don't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, the emails just start pouring in. Oh my God, listen to what I did. Look at this picture I took after I did that. And people start telling you all of these amazing things that are happening in their lives. And you know, my products sell to people in every country of the world. I mean, so I get emails from people who can, in some cases, barely even communicate. But they want to try to communicate to tell me about what happened when they got this thing. I mean, so put yourself in my position. You know, like, think about how exciting that is, that you've created something Sometimes, you know, you're working on it, and I call it my workshop, but sometimes your workshop is your living room or your kitchen or whatever space fits the bill for what you need to do. And so you get the thing made, you sit there, and you know, I've put part of my heart and soul and spirit into this. This would not exist if it weren't for this vision. And then you put it out there, and all of a sudden, you see it's affecting people all over the world in ways that are, in many cases, surprising to all of us, surprising to me, to Lauren, to the person who gets it. That's real magic. So that's why I say it's always kind of bittersweet. So now this is an exciting day for me, primarily because I'm getting to the sweet part, right? You know, it's like the ones that have been created, and most of them have been created, and this wand is going to sell out within 7 days. I think I'm going to have to call it early on this one, because this is the last one that I'm going to do, simply because I don't have time anymore to work on stuff like this. I mean, I'm still a pretty young guy. I'm 41 years old. I'll be 42 on October 25th, but here's what you have to understand, okay? This year in particular, I've lost some good friends. For example, you know, we lost Art Bell. We lost Jim Mars, who was a very good friend. You know, I mean, I slept at his house. He slept at my house. I mean, losing Jim was really hard. We lost Brad Steiger. And you start thinking about, well, how much a year is worth, and how much can you do in a year? And you start looking at your life from that realistic perspective, like how much am I going to be able to accomplish? And I just realized that I have so many things that I want to do that I have to be very particular about how I use my energy. And so I'm not going to, I'm just not going to take that much time anymore to create these wands that I send out there for other people. And that's why I say this is my last wand. So, getting to the story of how all this really came about, as you may or may not know, because it's great, I just got an email today from a guy who said, I just discovered your podcast and absolutely love it, and I wish I'd discovered it, you know, a year ago. And the funny thing is, this didn't exist a year ago. I've been doing radio for, I guess we're getting up to around 15 to 20 years or something like that in terms of hosting. Being a guest, that's a different story. But I've been, you know, producing radio-type content for a long time. But this particular podcast, in this particular format, I started October 1st of last year. It feels like forever ago because that I... if you try to do something like this every single day, and not that I've nailed it every single day, but if you try to do it every single day and produce something that's actually interesting, it really shows you the value of a year. And so, you know, when you look at your life and how you're divvying up time and all that sort of thing, and you look back at the value of a year, I was traveling with Lauren here in Las Vegas. Let's see. We moved to Las Vegas part-time as a residence in May. And so when we came here to Las Vegas, I already had a full plate of things to do. And if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know, I'm trying to think, and this is why I pause. I'm trying to think about some of the things that I may have already talked about and stuff that's new. But you know what? I'm not even going to worry with that. So anyway, once we got here to the Las Vegas area, we got to the point where we finally had some major projects out of the way, and so we were driving around town, and Lauren is frequently my chauffeur. She is my wife, if you don't know that, but she loves to drive. To be completely sincere, she is a much better driver than I am. Because I don't even know how she parallel parks some of the giant vehicles that she parallel parks. And so I'm always sitting there doing work, whether it's on my, well, obviously your cell phone, or in many cases I'll bring a laptop and a hotspot, and, you know, and I'm doing whatever I can all the time. So Lauren says to me, gosh, these traffic lights last forever in this town. And I said, yeah, you know, no kidding, because I'd kind of noticed that as well over the years of coming here to Vegas. The traffic lights do last forever. And, I mean, much longer than they should, because, trust me, Vegas is not as big of a town as you think it is. The Strip is just a crazy-ass mess, but outside of that, I mean, it's a very typical, you know, all-American kind of landscape here. And yeah, the lights last a long time. And so Lauren said to me, half jokingly, you should make a wand that makes red lights turn green. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. And I even chuckled for a moment, and then I thought, well, I wonder. Why not? Let's do an experiment. Let's make a wand that will turn red lights green. And the first thing that popped into my mind was the emerald. Beautiful green stone. You think of the Emerald City in The Wizard of Oz. And as it turns out, my home state of North Carolina is where some of the most beautiful emeralds in the world are mined. So I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's see if we can make a wand here that will make basically red lights turn green. And so I got in touch with some friends, and you know, I'm very fortunate. Throughout my entire life, I've had many, many friends in many wonderful places, and I have some friends in West North Carolina who own a mine and who own all kinds of resources and operations related to gems and minerals, and they give me a really good deal on hookups if I want to get some kind of particular, you know, gem or mineral. So I contacted them and said, I'm interested in getting a batch of emeralds for an experiment. And they said, oh, we just had a batch come in. They're like, this is so strange and coincidental, because we just had this batch of emeralds that came in that are just fantastic. They're big emeralds in matrix, and that we don't know how many of these we're going to be able to get, but this is like a very limited situation here. And I said, you know what, just send them all to me. I'll buy them all. I'll take them all. And the reason I did that is because I thought, all right, one of two things is going to happen here. Either one, I'm going to make a wand that really kicks ass and works using one of these emeralds. And in that case, well, I'll take the rest and make a batch and sell it and put it out there for everybody else. Or I'm going to make a really kick-ass looking wand that doesn't work. And in that case, I'm not going to pursue this any further. So I'll now have a nice bowl of beautiful emeralds here, which I can either roll around in like Uncle Scrooge as part of my treasure hoard or whatever, or I can easily turn around and resell these like in a snap for way more than I probably paid for them, because these, I mean, I'm telling you, this was like lightning striking. This was a perfect alignment. The only reason I was able to get emeralds of this quality, of this size and this quality and this caliber at this time, was because I just happened to contact them right when it came in. I was like, boom. I just beat everybody else to the punch. And because you have to realize, when it comes to gemstones, I mean, Every single one is unique. You don't find two gemstones that are identical. So I got these emeralds and I went to work on the first prototype. And once we got the first prototype, then we were like, okay, well, let's take a drive and see if we can make the red lights turn into green lights more quickly. So we drive around for a day, and we can't get a red light. Every light is green. So literally, that whole first day was like, well, we can't say that this makes red lights shorter because we can't even get one. So then we go out on day two. Took us about an hour before we finally got a red light. And then at that time, and all I'm doing at this point is I'm sitting there holding this wand in my right hand because I'm right-handed, and I have it pointed out in front of the car, and I'm just thinking, like, I'm envisioning this green beam of light coming out of the emerald and just clearing the way, you know. And finally, on day number two, when we got a red light, yeah, it didn't last long at all. And again and again and again, this is what happened. To such a point that I have taken one of these wands, and I hesitate to say this publicly, but let me just put it this way. I have a wand mounted in my vehicle, okay? Let me just put it there. That'd be really dumb of me to be like, if you find my car, it's got emeralds in it. No. But let's just say I often will have one of these mounted to clear the way. So anyhow, so that was pretty amazing that we saw that it was working for this purpose. And so then I thought, well, you know, in this country, in the United States of America, we think of the color green being associated with money. And so here we are in Las Vegas. I said, I wonder if this thing is clearing a path, if it's removing obstacles and all that, if it will create a clear path that will attract wealth and winning and, you know, all that's, you know, you can imagine. So we went to a casino and we sat in the parking lot. And I pointed the wand at the casino, and I meditated for a while, and I envisioned that beam. And by the way, if you actually are one of the people who gets one of these wands, I give a very specific instruction in there that is only meant for you. I'm not going to say this on the air. I'm not going to say it in the video. The instruction sheet has a very specific thing that is only for you if you are the owner of the wand. But anyway, so I did my thing with the wand and then went into the casino. And won right off the bat, just like, boom, hundreds of dollars. And you'll see video footage, actual video footage of me winning. If you watch the video that I produced about the wand. Now, let me just take a moment to put something in perspective for you. When it comes to gambling, for one thing, I want you to realize that I am not the type of person who is addicted to gambling or is, you know, like one of those guys who spends his last dollar and then says, Lauren, I just mortgaged the house. Let's go to the casino. Let's put it all on black. You know, and, here is pretty much what I usually do on those occasions when I go into a casino. Okay, I'll take out $40. I'll take a $20 bill. I'll give Lauren a $20 bill, and I'll say, okay, one of two things is going to happen. Either we're going to lose $40 and we're going to entertain ourselves and have fun, or we're going to win something. And $40 is a pretty cheap date these days, if you know what I mean. I'm talking like, when's the last time you went to a 3D movie with somebody and, you know, bought the popcorn and the soda and, you know, the junior mints or whatever, and got out of there for, you know, much less than that. And what did that do for you? It's just an experience. It's just entertainment. Who knows how many quarters I popped into arcade machines when I was a kid just for 3 minutes of joy, you know. I didn't even get a morsel of food in my mouth. So to me, I feel like that these casinos, if you treat them properly, are like adult arcades, that you can go in there, you can take your $20, and you can entertain yourself for quite a while if that's your thing. You know, if you're not into that, then okay. But you can start out seeing just how lucky you get. Like if you get lucky with small amounts, well, now you can afford to bet a little bit bigger. And so it's not like you just go in and necessarily bet huge right off the bat. In fact, that's a good way to lose your ass. Walk into a casino and go straight for the high limit slots and see how long you last in there. So I understand the mathematics and the probabilities and I understand the business of gambling and casinos, and I go in there and I know exactly, like, here's how much we're going to spend on this experience, and we'll just see if we can, you know, enhance it by getting lucky. And in fact, you know, when my brother-in-law Charles was recently here visiting, and Charles and his wife Shelley, who is my sister-in-law, you know, this is Lauren's brother and Lauren's brother's wife, Charles and Shelley. When they came into town to visit, we were just in the process of putting these wands together, and they went out with us, I don't even know how many times, to casinos. And I just kept winning and winning and winning. I won way more than anybody else. There's no comparison. And I thought, this is kind of fun, you know, that I get to sort of show off a little bit here that this actually is working for me. And you can say, oh, well, you know, there's another explanation. And like I'm just betting more. And so that's how I but like I said, that is not always the case. And plus, you don't start off by just going in and betting the max all the time. You just walk in, you start with something small, and you work your way up. So I tell you all this because I want you to understand that when I go into a casino, it's not like that there is just some surefire way to win every time that I know about. It's not like you go to a certain machine or you bet a certain amount or whatever. If you talk to casino experts and the people who regulate how slot machines work, they will tell you that supposedly, legally speaking, there is a circuit in each one of these slot machines that is processing. It's like a random event generator that's processing 1,000 variables every second. And if you just happen to punch that button at that moment, then you win if you hit a certain electronic combo. And in fact, I recently was listening to an expert on slot machines who was saying that, you know, a question a lot of people ask is, if I was sitting in a slot machine and losing, and then I got up and walked away, and somebody else came down and sat down at that same machine and hit the button and hit a jackpot, does that mean that if I had been there instead, I would hit that jackpot? And his answer was no, because he said, you would have had to have hit that button at the exact microsecond that person hit the button. And the chances of that are ridiculous. So there's no reason to believe that you can sort of you can envision these things mechanically anymore. Something is happening on really a quantum level. And so what you're trying to do is enhance your relationship with the environment on a quantum level. And I think that may be what these wands help do, because I go in, I hit the jackpot, I've used this over and over, I start winning all kinds of this and that and the other. But here's the thing. I thought to myself, I have a lot of different methods that I've used and experimented with to win over the years. But that's kind of a selfish thing, isn't it? You know, to think like, well, I want to turn that light green for me. Well, what about the other guy who's, you know, maybe he needs to go somewhere more quickly that's important, you know, than I do. Or I want to go in and I want to be the one who hits this jackpot. Well, these are selfish things. Well, I guess everything is selfish that you do in life, but some things can be less selfish. And so I thought to myself, I wonder how far I can go with this in terms of clearing a path. And I started thinking about my interests and whether or not that I could take my experimental wand here and clear some kind of a path of obstacles that would allow me to make some kind of a discovery, to attain something that would really get people all around the world thinking, and that might in some way, somehow, someday, you know, help people on a level that's less direct, but more fundamental about the way that we think of the world. I mean, this was some pretty abstract sort of philosophical thinking. I was like, let's see what I can do here. So I sat down and meditated with the wand and said, over the next 7 days, I'd like to have something that I'm involved with that is really bigger than a jackpot, you know, is bigger than making a light turn green. Something that affects the world in a different, larger way. Well, guess what happened within the next 7 days? On June 18th of 2018, I discovered this strange time anomaly. And the story of how I discovered it is a pretty amazing synchronistic story as well, which you probably know, but if not, then you ought to go back and listen to it. I discovered this time anomaly north of Las Vegas, between Vegas and Area 51, and regardless of how we interpret my findings, what I can tell you is that it hit a nerve with the world, and it exploded all over the world in the news. I mean, first it was, you know, broken by the local Fox news station here in Las Vegas. Next thing you know, it's in Newsweek, Inside Edition. It made the Drudge Report. You know, CBS and ABC in Los Angeles are covering it. And then from there, it's like, now I've got media contacting me from China, from Russia, from Germany, from Singapore. I just finished doing an interview. Literally, before I started hitting before I hit the record button on this podcast, I had just wrapped up an interview in London about this space-time anomaly finding. This emerald wand design, which is designed so beautifully, I mean, just look at the way the wood is shaped. And I wouldn't get into the technical. I could do, like, you know, a good 30 minutes on the technical stuff, but I'm not going to. You can watch the video to learn more about the design. But when you look at this design, I'm thinking, like, why is this working so well on such, like, an earth-shattering scale? And I started learning more about emeralds. And one thing that I found fascinating right off the bat is that metaphysical practitioners say that the emerald represents the heart chakra. So if you, and who knows how you feel about chakras, but for thousands of years, apparently, this has been the case, that if you look at images of the heart chakra, it looks like a bright green light that's just beaming rays out from the middle of your chest. An emerald is the number one gem there that transduces the heart chakra. And that is supposed to be the chakra of love and emotion and relationships and camaraderie and basically opening pathways to abundance and well, love. I mean, that's why, I mean, like, why do you think we use a green light to say everything's okay now? You can go now. Here's the vibration that we choose to represent that, green. So I think that this particular stone, emerald, must have some relationship to that, opening up the heart chakra. And you combine that with what I have talked to you about, and you will begin to quickly see why that this wand may be powerful on a level that really transcends our ability to explain what a wand even does. You know, sometimes you think about a wand having a particular force that's sort of shooting out of the wand. But in other cases, it's almost like that the wand is shifting your whole experience on some level. And I guess in this case, it would be a level that comes from the heart. So I said, all right, this is a winner. And I created, working, of course, with Lauren, I designed and created, and she is the crafty one, and so she's able to come in and work on all the little coiling the wire. Oh, her hands were so sore knowing wire coiling and stuff. So I got this batch of wands made, and I was like, you know, this is going to be my last batch of wands because we just don't have the time to do this anymore. Again, this is the last batch of wands. I will personally make wands for myself, for me, for my own experiments, but this is my last batch that I'm going to send out to the world. And I said, people are going to love this wand when they hear these stories and they see the evidence and they realize what this wand is capable of doing. But I want this to be extra special, because this is going to be the last wand. I want to give everybody who gets this wand a free gift, but not something that looks like a free gift. You know, I don't want to throw a sticker in there, right? Something that is going to be almost as good as the thing that they're buying here, which is the wand. And that's when the light bulb went off, and I said, you know what? I've been wanting to do this forever. Last year, I created this new field of research called paracymatics, in which, in my laboratory, we take tones that are infused with messages. I'm talking about audio tones infused with audio messages. And then we play them through water, look at the water under various types of light, and then extract those images and turn them into sigils, which are like magical symbols that are supposed to in some way represent that tone or vibration or frequency. And the response to that was huge, but not surprisingly, the one sigil that everybody loves the most, that people are getting tattooed on themselves, is the money sigil. I even had a guy who took the money sigil into a casino, and he sent me a picture of his $10,000 jackpot. You'll get to see that actual photo if you watch my little video about this wand. So anyway, I said, you know, this is the one that people talk the most about. I would love to have this sigil laser engraved and turned into some kind of a really nice, like, hardcore stainless steel pendant that's going to look beautiful, but it's going to be very stable. And so I started looking into how to do that, and it's a big pain in the ass. But I finally contacted this company in Europe that said they could do it, but they needed to have all this special vector imaging. So anyway, long story short, I created this pendant, It's a little round stainless steel pendant that has the money sigil laser engraved on it. It's got a special little ring similar to a jump ring on it. And then we sat down and we cut up 39-inch cords of organic hemp. And I'm telling you, Lauren and I did this by hand, all right? And that took a while just to string all the hemp through. So you get this nice, big, long hemp cord with this really cool stainless steel pendant at the bottom with the money sigil from Parasymatics laser burned into it. So cool. So I was like, this is... I could probably sell this for $100. But I mean, this is an amazing gift to throw in here. So I sat down. I was like, okay, I got the wands. Everybody is going to get my free gift, which is this pendant. And so the final step is to sit down and write up specific instructions that talk about how I have used this stuff. Like, what is there is a ritual involved. There's a specific way that I've used it that works very well for me. You only get that information on this sheet of paper. And then I signed every single one of these pieces of paper. Every one. I don't stamp it or print it. No. I sit down with a pen and I sign every single one. So the kit is the wand, the sigil pendant, the instructions signed by me, and it cost $99.95. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? So if anybody out there is accusing me of doing stuff like this just to make money, yeah, think again. I'm selling you a wand with an emerald on top of it with this kind of craftsmanship in it for $99.95. And there's a 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't like this stuff when you get it, just turn around and send it on back to me, because I guarantee you there's somebody else out there who would love to have it. It happens to me all the time. You know, I'll sell out. And there will always be at least one person who pops up and says, "Oh, please, please, I beg you. No, it can't be sold out. Just make one more for me. Please make one more for me." And I've talked about in a previous podcast how I can't do it that way. You know, you set all this up as a factory, you know, as a project to make one of these batches. And then when it's done, you know, you seal up the paint cans and you throw away certain tools and, you know, you move on in your life. And I can't open up shop again just to make you one. I don't have that kind of operation. Maybe someday I will. Maybe someday I'll have a factory where I just have, you know, ingredients for whatever I'm selling always there. And anytime somebody wants one, you know, we spend. But that's not how I am right now. No, this is a very homemade, handcrafted product. So if you buy it and you're not happy, fine, send it back. I will gladly refund your money because there's another person who would love to have it. But it's $99.95 to get all that stuff, everything I've told you, the wand, the pendant, the signed certificate of authenticity and instructions, all that. If you can't afford that, then, well, I'm sorry, but... you know, you can't just walk into Walmart and take stuff off the shelf for free just because you think that the people who own Walmart are rich, right? You got to pay something to show that you actually care about this. And I only want people to have it who care about it, because I know if you get it and you care about it and you go out and you use it, then you're going to do the exciting part for me. You're going to do the experiments and give me the feedback, and that's what enriches me. So $99.95 is all it costs, and $14.95. That's shipping and handling anywhere in the world, which is also ridiculous, because I don't know if you realize how expensive it has gotten to ship things these days, especially if they're packaged well. But... What I did was I have a large, well, basically what I've done is I realized that once I talked about this, people were instantly going to start buying them. Okay. And I didn't want you to have to sit around and wait too long. So I at least took a batch and put them in a large, well-padded box and sent them to my shipper, Mobius, in North Carolina. So he has right now a good chunk of these things sitting there. And so that means when you place your order, like today, then he's going to go straight right now, put all this in a box, and send it to you, or an envelope, or however he packs it. I don't know. He does a good job. You'll get it intact the way it's intended to be received. When he packs it and sends it to you, he's going to send it to you as efficiently as possible, and therefore, I tell people, wait up to 6 weeks. But that's just like, I have people who order from the other side of the world. You know, we get orders from China and stuff. And so if I don't make the wand, depending on my materials, for the next couple days or something like that, and then I have to turn around and send it to China, and then it goes through their customs, and so I don't know how long it's going to take. But usually people always get their stuff within 6 weeks. But that is just an extreme, that's kind of a cover your ass thing. Because basically, if you order this, it's going to go out immediately, and you're going to receive it as quickly as humanly possible. It's going to sell out very soon. I doubt, even 7 days remain. But anyway, here's how you see this information, how you learn about this wand. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. And there are two ways you can access it. For one thing, on the homepage of joshuapwarren.com, in the top right-hand corner, there's a little picture of a wand with an emerald on the top. And you can just click that, and it'll take you to the page where you can watch the video where I demonstrate everything and explain everything. And that page will tell you whether they're in stock or they've already sold out. Or if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you can click the link to the Curiosity Shop. And then you'll see also at the top right, it'll say Emerald Wand up there. So those are your portals to access this. As I was saying, to me, the most exciting part of all this is knowing that now this is, now that I've had these experiences, I want this to be out there for you, all over the world, and I want for you to tell me what's happening, because this is going to further enrich my research and my plans for the future when it comes to how I am going to proceed and progress with my explorations of the unknown. And speaking of which, I only have about a week before I head out to Asheville. And I'm barely even going to be around between now and then, because the next 3 days, I'm also going to be on the road. I can't tell you exactly where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing until after the fact. And you'll understand why. But over the next 3 days, I am going to be very actively traveling in transit. And because it is difficult to produce new podcasts when that happens, I went ahead and did a couple of interviews with a couple of fascinating people that are in the can. This is brand new. I just recorded this stuff a few days ago. Brand new, in the can interviews. And my plan is, over the next 3 days, to post those interviews. There may be a day where I call in and do something myself, or maybe I'll miss a day. Who knows? But anyway, so expect over the next few days to hear some really interesting interviews. And I'm not going to tell you exactly who I interviewed, but I interviewed two different ladies. One interview completely separate from the other, separate in subject matter and everything. And so you will get to hear that, even though I'll be traveling and I might not be able to give you like a live update or something. Or maybe I will, because let me tell you, if something extreme happens, I mean, I am capable of just picking up my phone and calling and leaving one of these and saying, here I am, I'm live, and then all of a sudden you get a message saying, oh, special update from Joshua. So that can always happen as well. But, man, I'm doing a lot of talking today. I've been doing a lot of talking, and I still have more talking to do. I have other radio interviews to do. So I'm going to run here, but I'm glad that you are interested in this podcast. That's why you keep listening. I hope that you're interested in the Emerald Wand, and even if you have no intention of buying one of these, at least go and look at the video that I shot. It's a pretty cool video, and I think you'll just enjoy watching that alone through joshuapwarren.com. This podcast is called Joshua P. Warren Daily. That's because I try to leave one for you every day. It's always short. It's always free. You can click the podcast link there at joshuapwarren.com. You can subscribe to the podcast in various ways, or just follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren, at Joshua P. Warren, and I will tweet when a new one is available. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon.